USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told Chinese President Xi Jinping at the start of Monday night's virtual summit that he's looking forward to a candid and forthright discussion on how to establish common sense guardrails between the two superpowers. Biden has historically said that he knows Xi better than any other world leader. It should be noted President Biden did not mention COVID-19 once to President Xi. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who had faced gun charges after arming themselves against Black Lives Matter protesters near their home last year, are in Kenosha, Wisconsin to support Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. They said, "We think Mr. Rittenhouse has been politically prosecuted, as were we, and we're hoping that the jury will find him not guilty on all counts and that he can go home a free man." President Biden signed into law a $1 trillion infrastructure bill at a White House ceremony on Monday. Roughly one-tenth of the money will go to traditional infrastructure projects. USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The Treasury Secretary is blaming the pandemic for America's financial doldrums.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blamed the current U.S. inflation rate to the generalized crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic and said that she expects the situation to stabilize within a year, although this depends on how the pandemic evolves.
The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation, and if we want to get inflation down, I think continuing to make progress against the pandemic is the most important thing we can do.
In a CBS interview, Yellen said that she believed that prices will return to their normal levels sometime during the second half of next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Leonids meteor shower will peak on Wednesday and Thursday night between midnight and dawn. Put your eyes to the east. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden signed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday, a domestic spending agenda that will gift $110 billion to states and local governments to upgrade outdated roads, bridges, and transit systems.
This law was supported by business groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, organized labor, who understands this about jobs. Special thanks to the AFL-CIO, the United Auto Workers, electric workers, the IBEW, the iron workers. It goes on. Who would I leave out? And my wife is a member of a union, the NEA. I'm going to get in trouble.
Although just over one-tenth of the money is for traditional infrastructure, Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton on Fox News, says this kind of spending must stop.
The American people in places like Virginia and New Jersey and Long Island and Minneapolis and Seattle sent a very clear message 2 weeks ago. Stop. Stop the madness. Stop the reckless spending. Stop the open borders. Stop coddling criminals. Stop with all the inflation. The Democratic Party clearly didn't get that message. So if they go on headlong rushing towards this $4 trillion spending bill, if they don't close the border, if prices continue to rise, if Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and the Ayatollahs continue to see Joe Biden wearing a kick me sign, then it's going to be a massive repudiation for the Democrats next November.
Monday Night Football saw the 49ers trounce the Rams 31-10 in the NFC West showdown. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.